Therefore we do not become discouraged, but even though our outer nature is wearing away, yet our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this momentary light affliction is working for us a far more exceeding and everlasting weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are everlasting. Chapter 5. For we know that if the earthly house of our tent is dissolved, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, everlasting, in the heavens. For truly in this we groan, longing to be clothed with our habitation which is from heaven, since, after we have put it on, we will not be found naked. For indeed we who were in this tent do groan, being burdened, not that we desire to be unclothed, but that we desire to be clothed, that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now he who made us for this very thing is God, who also gave to us the down payment of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident and know that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are of good courage, I say, and are willing rather to be absent from the body, and to be at home with the Lord. Therefore also we make it our aim, whether at home or absent, to be well pleasing to Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.